Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. So I'm going to talk about an issue that has been discussed already this morning from time to time, which is nuclear power a solution to the climate change issue? I thank Michael first, because usually when you start talking about this issue, you have to explain that nuclear industry is on the decline and it's a kind of survival thing for it to use the climate change as a lifeline. But here, Hector is a very good presentation. I could put it as bluntly as nuclear renaissance is a bluff, and it's all about keeping time for potential future renewal of the nuclear energy, but that's not for now. So nuclear industry pictures itself as the alternative sometimes to the global warming problem, but in the meantime, obviously, opponents point the lack of legitimacy of this proposal because of the specific risk of nuclear energy. But I think a broader analysis of effectiveness rather than efficiency, sorry, and relevance of nuclear option to tackle the climate change issue is also useful and needed. Okay, first of all, that's the basic thing. Everyone agrees that carbon emissions from nuclear power are very low, not zero as the industry argues sometimes, but very low. You can argue about the actual level of emissions, because that depends on the hypothesis that you do when you calculate the life cycle emissions, because nuclear energy uses some energy in front end to extract fuel, enrich it, and also in the back end. And depending on the hypothesis, you can have a quite important range of results of the emissions per kilowatt hour. But in any case, these emissions from nuclear power remain very low compared to those from fossil fuels, by an order of 10 to 20, depending on the calculations and the fossil fuels used. And there are even, in some cases, lower, also by a very fewer margin, lower than renewables. Okay. What's more important is what are the emissions avoided, or so-called avoided, by nuclear power? And that's actually impossible to compare from a strict point of view, because you would need to compare the same system with and without nuclear power, which makes no sense. So people use different assumptions to know what nuclear power is substituted to. And of course, the assumption you use depends on what you want to demonstrate. The nuclear industry usually assumes that nuclear power substitutes for the more polluting fossil fuel plants, coal, etc. And that gives some figures of about 300 grams carbon per kilowatt hour. It's more realistic to compare the nuclear substitution with a mix of the electricity apart from nuclear at the time in an energy system. And then, well, roughly you obtain some results between 100 and 150 grams per kilowatt hour, so it's already two times less benefit from the substitution. Also, you can take an optimistic view and say that the same electricity could be obtained from very clean gas thermal plant, or even renewables like wind power, and then there's virtually no gain in the substitution. And even you could take it from the demand side rather than the supply side and say that the equivalent energy could be saved, and then there's not even, it's pointless to calculate any avoided emissions. Also, you don't, I mean, looking at it at the scale of one reactor makes no sense. You need to look at it from the point of view of the global energy system, for instance, of a country. And examples provide us with interesting results. The United States, first of all, are, as anyone knows, both champions of nuclear power generation and greenhouse gas emissions, so there's no sign of an alternative here. But also you can argue that they are not in the Kyoto Protocol, so it's interesting to look at the European Union that is a central player in this protocol. And well, European Union is also a share of about 30% of nuclear power in its electricity, is not on track to meet its objective under the Kyoto Protocol, that is 8% reduction by 2010, and in 2001 the result was only 2% reduction compared to 1990 emissions. Also, if you look at it from member state to member state, there's no correlation, no link can be made between the actual trend of emissions in a country compared to its objective under the Kyoto Protocol and the share or the use it makes of nuclear power. Also, obviously, it's interesting to look at the extreme that France represents with 78% of electricity from nuclear power. But still not able to meet its objective, which is simply to stabilize its emissions between 1990 and 2010. And obviously this is further not matching the long-term objective that has been put as binding in an energy law that was passed in July 2005, which is an objective of a fourfold reduction by 2050. If you look at it now at the world level, if using the calculations that I call realistic, nuclear power would represent about 300 million tons of emissions avoided of equivalent carbon, which is roughly the results that are expected from the Kyoto Protocol. But having said that, you must stress that it took 50 years to develop nuclear energy to that point, and meanwhile carbon emissions from fossil fuel consumptions have risen by almost 15 times more. Also, looking at it from a very global point of view, nuclear power represents 17% of world electricity, and commercial electricity and carbon emissions from that sector are roughly 15 to 20% of all anthropogenic greenhouse gas emissions. And those anthropogenic greenhouse gas emissions need to be cut by about half if global warming is to be kept less than 2 degrees by 2100. So that, if you calculate this, that sets the level needed if nuclear power was to be used as the solution alone to solve the climate change problem, and a tenfold increase of the world nuclear fleet would be needed. So what are the real alternatives? From what I said, it appears that considering nuclear power as a practical solution to global warming is not really consistent with the gap between its actual level of development and the reduction in emissions to that must be addressed. Of course, nuclear is not the only option, far from that, and other advocated means of curbing emissions are energy efficiency and renewables. Well, clearly they have as much potential as nuclear today. I mean, you can imagine that we could cut 3% of final energy consumption, which is what nuclear power represents today, using energy efficiency and renewables. And the issue is which options have more potential, not at that level, but at 10 times higher level, and to choose between them. But in any case, it's not continuity, it's a breaking policy that's needed. There are some lessons from prospective scenarios that are interesting to take into account as well, especially the scenarios by EASA, which cross hypotheses on the supply side, especially renewables and nuclear, with hypotheses on energy demand. And what it shows is that globally moderate consumption scenarios show emission levels in 2050 that are 2 to 3 times lower than high consumption scenarios. And if you compare, for instance, one scenario with a six-fold increase of nuclear power and renewables, but high demand, and a scenario where nuclear power just remains stable and renewables develop, but the demand is kept lower, there's a threefold difference in the overall emissions in 2050 in favor of the scenario where nuclear is stable but demand remains low. So demand side is the key and not nuclear supply. There is a scenario which is close to the second one, but where renewables develop less and nuclear increases by a 3.5 factor, and that represents only 2% more savings in cumulated emissions, which shows a very low additional value of nuclear power. After all those results and analysis, is nuclear option legitimate as a solution to global warming? That must be analyzed in the perspective of, first, the problems facing nuclear power today. Of course, accident, proliferation, waste, terrorism, mainly. And the need for a steady and massive development of nuclear power if it was to be used as the solution. There are promises by the nuclear industry that it will provide sustainable nuclear energy with its Generation 4 program, which first of all implicitly acknowledges that current nuclear technology is not sustainable, and is a problem with the fact that its current technologies that would be needed if nuclear power was to be developed, because there's no time to wait for generation 4. Also, one can have strong doubts on the capacity of the nuclear industry to meet the objectives that it sets with the Generation 4 program, especially after 50 years of efforts already made. If you look at Generation 4 reactors, I mean, five of them are fast breeder reactors, which probably is not the best way of meeting security issues in the 50 next years. So this issue needs definitely more precise and sound answers. Is it effective now? Well, it's based on the logic of substitution that is very much limited for many reasons. It's limited in scope and pace because, for instance, it's not suitable in any country, of course. And for that reason, it has been excluded of flexibility mechanisms in the Kyoto Protocol. Also, it's not available for all energy uses. It only applies to electricity, which is a minor part of the energy systems. And even in the electricity sector, it reasonably should not develop further than 50% of electricity loads. It's subject to geophysical limitations, as the problems with nuclear power plants along the rivers showed in Europe in the 2003 summer. And it can face scarcity of resources, with uranium being fossil fuel as well. It's limited in effect because it cuts some emission by substitution, but it does not reverse an overall rising trend. It's like going a few steps down of a rising escalator, but not changing the way the escalator goes. And also it's limited in principle because while you use nuclear for substitution, the potential of the alternatives, the renewables, the energy efficiency increases with technical progress and so, and the effectiveness of nuclear substitution decreases, actually. Almost finished. Finally, is it relevant? Well, we saw that it's not the alternative, but still could represent a contribution limited in time, for instance, if you think of a transition period, or limited to some countries that could still use nuclear while others develop other energy systems. But then comes the question of the systemic impact of nuclear power. And the experience is that everywhere it was developed, it has been an obstacle to the development of ambitious demand-side policies and renewable programs. And actually, it appears that it might be a part of the problem rather than the solution from that perspective. One good example is a comparison between Germany and France. For instance, in the energy policies of the past years, for instance, development of wind power, which has been about 30 times more in Germany than in France in the past 5 years, and the renovation of households for thermal isolation, which is a very a key feature of energy efficiency programs for the long term. The Germans implement a global program of renovation with a target of 50 kilowatt hour per square meter. The French have discussed in the parliament such a measure and have rejected it in the energy law I was talking about. In conclusion, nuclear industry claim that it is a solution to climate change is driven by an attempt to survive that's based on promises, but those promises but nuclear industry is not in a legitimate position to guarantee its sustainability, has not demonstrated decisive effectiveness in cutting emissions, and is very likely to maintain or create systemic obstacles to much more legitimate and effective solutions. It is somehow used as a conservative illusion to resist realistic changes for those who refuse them, and overall it appears rather as an obstacle to the solution of climate change problem than a part of it.